I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Development Report. An organization based in the United States honors people who, in its words, stick their necks out for the common good. That means they take a risk. The organization is named for the animal with the very long neck. The group is called the Giraffe Project. Phil Borges is among recent giraffe heroes. He is a doctor who fixes people's teeth, but he is also a photographer. Mr. Borges started an organization called Bridges to Understanding. It sends photographers to small villages to give cameras to children and teach them how to take pictures. Bridges to Understanding has sent photographers to Peru, the Arctic, Kenya, Nepal, and India, as well as a Native American village in Arizona. Mr. Borges has also taken his camera to Afghanistan. He took pictures of women helping to improve the lives of other women and children. The Giraffe Project says Mr. Borges stuck his neck out to connect children all over the world with photography. Two other giraffe heroes are Azim Kamisa and Place Felix. They live in California. Members of a street gang robbed and killed Mr. Kamisa's son, Tariq. He was 20 years old. The young man who killed him was Mr. Felix's 14-year-old grandson, Tony. He is now in prison. Place Felix apologized to the Kamisa family for the actions of his grandson. He and Mr. Kamisa now work together to tell young people that killing and violence do not solve problems. Since 1982, the Giraffe Project has named more than 900 heroes. These giraffes, as they are also known, do not receive money. Instead, they are presented as examples for others to follow. Their stories are told through the news media, schools, and the internet. Anyone can nominate a giraffe hero. There are giraffe heroes all over the world. Anne Medlock is the woman who started the Giraffe Project. She says it is easy to think that a problem is too big to be solved. Ms. Medlock says the nonprofit group helps people understand that they can start with small actions to solve small parts of a problem. The group is based in the northwestern state of Washington. Their website is giraffe, that's G-I-R-A-F-F-E .org. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Karen Leggett. Read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.